part of your throat would be your... That part right there. What is that?
I guess that's you. I don't know.
Okay.
I guess that's your... That's not your uvula. Uvula is that little deal up in the top of the throat.
Where are those planes coming from? I've never heard that before.
What?
Where are those planes coming from? I've never heard them before.
Trains?
Planes.
Oh, they come over here. They train them over there, you know.
Oh, sorry.
No, they don't train them to fly. They train them to work on airplanes.
Oh.
A TSTI.
Texas State
Technical Institution.
I didn't realize
It's where the old air base used to be.
Oh, is that right?
Now, the one out there where you fly in and out, catch a plane, that used to be during World War I. That's where the planes would land.
I see. You go to the dentist and have him look at your
teeth.
Okay, you might say, well, I'm going to need to fill that
cavity.
Okay, or that cavity is in a what?
Bad shape?
You have a cavity in your front.
Yeah.
Your front what?
Teeth.
If you just had it in one, you have it in your front.
Front tooth.
Okay. He might say, well, you're taking pretty good care of your teeth, but you better pay more attention to your
gums.
Okay. And you can hold that baby bird in the what of your hand?
Palm.
Okay. And that man got mad and he doubled up both
fists.
Okay. And he shook his
fist.
Okay. A lot of times when people get older, they complain they're getting stiff in their
knees and joints.
Okay. The upper part of a man's body would be his
chest.
Okay. And you might say that man sure does have broad
shoulders.
Okay. And they measure the height of a horse in
hands.
All right. And you have a right and a left what?
Hand.
Okay. And you might say the pain ran from his heel all the way up his whole
body.
Yeah. Just his
leg.
Okay. And at the end of your leg is your
toe.
All that.
Foot.
Okay. And you have two
feet.
Okay. You might say, I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
shin.
Okay. And if you want to look at something outside and the ground's too cold or too muddy to sit on, you might just kind of get down like that. And
peep out.
So you get down like this to look at something. Down the ground. What would you say you do?
All fours or just crouch down.
Okay. Somebody's been sick for a while, but now he's up and around, but you might say, well, he still looks a little
peaked.
Okay. A person who is really big and muscular and athletic, can lift heavy weights, you'd say he sure is?
Robust.
Okay. Any other words you might use for him? He's not weak, he's...
No, he's strong, healthy looking.
Okay. Somebody who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper, you'd say he sure is?
Good-natured.
Okay. And somebody like a teenager who's all arms and legs, can't walk through the house without knocking things down.
Gulky.
Okay. Anything else? Any other
clumsy.
One? Okay. A person who keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense, you'd say, well, he's just a plain...
Past.
Okay. And he just doesn't make any sense. Anything he does, what else would you say about him?